There's a long read, a piece from the New York Times that's making the rounds. It's titled, "The Diet Industrial Complex Got Me and It Will Never Let Me Go," by Sarah Miller. The first sentence reads, quote, "I was a chubby kid." The author grew up in a pre-body positivity world. She details starting to diet as a little girl. Adults in her life, family, friends, even strangers offering her unsolicited opinions about her body. The friends of her parents who said to her, quote, "You don't look like you've missed too many good meals in your life." When she lost weight, they told her she looked terrific. When she didn't, not so much. And it took up a lot of a time for a long part of her life. While today's brands offer inclusive sizing and Instagram posts and ads that celebrate different body types, it has not stopped her from having issues. And she writes that it probably never will. Okay, everybody, this piece struck a nerve. The comments range from, quote, "I don't know the last time I felt so understood and smacked around by someone's words." Someone else tweeted, "Oh man, I was fully brainwashed before body positivity was ever a thing. And as it has become a thing, I've been so happy about it while knowing in my very bones that it's too late for me. It makes me feel like a traitor, but I haven't been able to change it." To someone who wrote, "I think the body positivity movement regarding obesity only encourages unhealthy eating. Pillory me if you will, but obesity causes all sorts of health risks. I won't name them. We all know what they are." Sarah Miller is a writer and an editor. Her piece for the New York Times, "The Diet Industrial Complex Got Me, It Will Never Let Me Go." Listeners, we want to hear from you. Have you been a lifelong dieter? What influenced your body image growing up? Family, trends, media? How do you feel about this body positivity moment? Give us a call. 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. And Sarah Miller joins us on the phone from California. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. So I think what makes this piece and your experience, it just sounds familiar to a lot of people who've either experienced themselves or been told to lose weight or they've tried to lose weight. And you, that first line that you say you were a chubby little kid, were you a happy kid?
I think I had some happy moments, but I think that my being uncomfortable with my body by the time I figured out that I was uncomfortable with it, I don't know, probably like 4 or 5, probably made me less happy. But I didn't have like a unbelievably terrible childhood. I felt much better and much different after I lost weight. But also, I think in some ways I became happier because I was more comfortable and more accepted and less bullied. But I also think I kind of, especially like into my teenage years, I think I became kind of, hardened. So I was I'm a very wary person in certain ways. And so I think that's maybe unfortunate in certain ways, and maybe not so unfortunate in others. You know, I don't know. Writers probably have really mixed feelings about their health or their mental health or lack of it.
When you think about,
if that makes any sense.
Yeah, when you think about in the piece, you write and you're very candid about some of the things that parents said, sales clerks said to you. How do you think those comments affected the way you lived your life as a girl?
I just was really afraid of people. I was really afraid of people noticing me. I was always afraid someone was going to say something to me. I was always afraid of, like, if there's a new kid in the class, I'd think, oh, is this kid going to be mean to me? If we were going somewhere, I would think, are people going to be mean to me there? I was, like, very afraid of new experiences. Definitely really afraid of boys. Before I started, you know, either like dating or being interested in boys, I was really afraid of boys. Like if I saw, I don't know, like if I was walking across, like if I was in the hallway, like in fifth grade, and I was like, oh, I have to walk, you know, to the other end of the hallway, and there's like 3 boys standing there. I was just like, oh God, this is not going to go well. So I just was very wary of, again, that word wary comes up again. I just was scared of being made fun of, and also afraid of getting upset. Like I don't, you know, I didn't, I like, would I be able to hide that I was upset, or would I cry, or would I yell at them? I got in a fight with a kid once when I was in fifth grade. He called me fat, and I jumped across the table and jumped on him and started punching him. And I went to the principal, and then I got in trouble, and I was like, I'll do it again. I was like, I don't care. Yeah.
My guest is Sarah Miller. She wrote this piece called The Diet Industrial Complex Got Me, and It'll Never Let Me Go. If you want to get in on this conversation, our number is 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. Sarah, I'm going to take a call real quick from Stephanie is calling us from Bellport, Long Island. Hey, Stephanie, thanks for calling All of It.
Yes, thank you for having me. This is such a great topic, and I don't have a question so much as I just wanted to share a little bit of my personal experience. I think, in general, people are very quick to judge about obesity and just immediately, you know, that person eats too much, it's their fault. I was born with a thyroid issue since birth, and it wasn't diagnosed until I was in college. And I spent my life starving myself and kind of hating myself for being overweight. And if you saw me, you would say I was medium. Even as a kid and a young person, I wasn't skinny, but I wasn't fat. And so I identify a lot there with somebody, whether it's 10 pounds or 100 pounds. And so I think, you know, I'm a person in my 50s, so, you know, my psyche is kind of formed. I love the body positivity image. I mean, if we could just stop hating and have a little compassion, you never know what the other person is going through. So, you know, that's it. It's just not a, no pun intended, one size fits all.
Stephanie, thank you so much for calling. So, Sarah, what made you decide to write this piece? The title is provocative. The Diet Industrial Complex Got Me, and It Will Never Let Me Go.
I started writing it I don't know what made me start writing it. I just was like, oh, I should write about, you know, losing weight as a kid. I guess I'd always meant to write about it. And then I didn't really know how the piece was going to turn out. I just started writing about the beginning part, about losing weight and being, and going from being like a heavy kid to sort of a medium size, adolescent. And I think I initially was sort of thinking about the intensity of that experience of going from being heavy, you know, as like a 10-year-old to then being like a normal weight, 12 or 13-year-old in adolescence. And, the like being just made fun of all the time, and then people being like, oh, you're attractive, or, you know, but then people would also just debate in front of me, like, whether I was attractive or not, or whether I was thin or not. And just, so I realized that I was just writing, and I thought it was going to be just sort of a short, very short thing. And then I realized I was writing about more. I was writing about sort of the whole, I did not think that I was going to write about the body positivity movement. And then I realized I was writing about more than just like my experience and this short kind of, you know, very specific thing that had happened to me at one moment in time.
You write that you didn't see the body positive movement coming. Why not?
I just never imagined that people would. I mean, I grew up in the 80s. I graduated from high school in 87 and college in 91. And it was just, you know, when I went to college, like, everyone was so thin, and not everyone was so thin, but, you know, there was like a lot of dieting and running and like constant exercise, and the aesthetic was like very thin, and like no one would ever just be like, oh, well, I'm this height and this weight and I'm not skinny, but that's fine. And I just, when I started meeting people who were younger than me, who were not skinny, and some of whom were fat, some of whom were just, you know, I don't know, not, you know, so anything from like not thin, like in quotes, to fat, and they weren't like trying to be thin. I was astonished, not in a bad way, like you should lose weight, but like I really was just like, oh, I never thought, just from the way that I grew up and the way that I saw things, like living in New York and Los Angeles or whatever through like the 90s. Everybody I knew was always trying to be thin. And whether they were thin, they were trying to be thinner. If they were like medium, like me, I was sort of always trying to lose 10 pounds. And, you know, and then people that were heavier than that were always trying to lose that weight. And I didn't think that that the alternative could be like, you could just be like, I'm not going to do this. It just did not occur to me. And then when I started seeing girls, women, but they're younger than me, I'm sorry, that's why I'm calling them girls. When I started, you know, I was like 35 or 40, I don't know, 35, 38 or whatever. I started seeing women who were 25 and 30 that were not trying to be thinner. And they're just like, oh, I'm going to eat this and I'm going to do this and I'm not going to go to the gym all the time. I mean, it didn't seem that that could be a solution. It's a really obvious solution. but I was like, oh my God, it's genius, you know?
Let's take a couple calls. So, Nicole from Queens is calling in. Hi, Nicole. Thanks for calling all of it.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. A longtime listener, not a first time caller. I take issue with, first of all, thank you for writing this article. I read it on Sunday. And I take issue with the person who sort of criticized the idea of body positivity as somehow obesity glorification. Mm-hmm. So I am like what you would call a lifelong anorexic. I'm coming from more of a disordered sort of view. I've been struggling for 20 years with a disorder. I have 4 small children and a husband, and can't say that it was the media or a single diet that caused my eating disorder, but I do know that that images can't make a difference. And people who are born into the world with a loaded gun of an eating disorder, which I do believe they are, you know, they're genetically predisposed to certain disorders like this, will see images like that and very innocuously and innocently go on a diet, and then that trigger is pulled and a lifetime can be affected negatively. And so I told the screener that I recently spent 7 weeks in an inpatient facility, and I'm doing better than I ever have, which is great outside of pregnancy. And I'm not saying that has anything to do with media or the body positivity movement, but I do know that I see more images of people who have different body types. And I was very, very skinny and not healthy at all. And so the idea that somebody with what would be considered an obese BMI can't be healthy is ludicrous. And I just appreciate, I'm sorry you feel like you're stuck in this for forever, because I kind of feel the same way. But the idea that my daughter, I have 3 sons and a daughter, and my sons too, are going to see their body types represented on social media, in the media, in print, to hopefully prevent them and other kids like them from sliding down the rabbit hole of saying, I want to look like that, so I'm going to go on a diet, and not knowing that it could affect negatively the rest of their lives. So thank you for your piece.
Sure, Nicole, thank you so much for calling in, and I'm so glad you're doing well. You know, it's interesting in your piece you write, Sarah, by the way, my guest is Sarah Miller. The name of her piece is The Diet Industrial Complex Got Me and Will Never Let Me Go. Something you write, I think this really resonates with a lot of people. You said, my weight has probably occupied 50% of my thinking for my entire life. When you think about all that time you spent thinking about your weight, you know, when you get to be in your 50s, you're like, God, I wish I had just done something else with my time. Do you have those moments?
Yeah, it's really sad. I mean, I try not to dwell on that and all the other massive mistakes that I've made up to, you know, being alive for 50 years. But yeah, it's really sad to think of all the time that I've wasted and that other women and men have wasted. You know, just being obsessed with being so physically uncomfortable. I think that's for me what it is just like if I'm not this like constant physical uncomfortableness that just colors everything. And so like sort of not being able to relax and like work, you know, if you feel like you've eaten too much or if you haven't exercised and, or even, and by eating too much, I mean like maybe just even like eating, I don't know, like eating like a full meal and then being like, oh, I'm going to sit down. And you're just like, I can't sit down, you know? And yeah, that's just a lot. That's just a lot. It's a lot to live with. So yeah, I wish I could go back and take that time and do something else with it, but you know, I can't. So, but it is really sad, and it's sad for me, and it's sad for a lot of other people. So, and I was really amazed at the number of people who, I mean, on the one hand, I wasn't surprised, but I was struck by the number of people who reached out, you know, either on social media or just wrote me emails saying that they felt the same way. And, they'd had, you know, they had similar experiences. And I, you know, I really agree with the caller, that, you know, there weren't that many comments on the New York Times thing that were sort of like, obesity is bad for you. You know, but I feel like those people are really, really missing the point, of what I wrote about. I mean, and there's all kinds of studies too that show that, you know, it's not the heaviness, the body weight that makes, you know, people who are heavy unhealthy. It's the stress around living in a culture where that's not accepted. And yeah, also losing and gaining weight is really bad for you. I don't know how terrible it is to lose, you know, 10 pounds or gain 10 pounds, but I think losing massive amounts of weight and, you know, going on like a yo-yo diet with a yeah, lot of weight loss is really bad for your body. And so I just think it's unfortunate that there's all these people who point out like, oh, obesity is really bad for you, but I don't know if they really understand that if it is, that those might be the reasons why and not, you know, what they think.
Let's take a couple more calls. Evelyn is calling us from New Jersey. Hey, Evelyn, thanks for calling All of It.
Hey, great show today. Great program.
Thanks.
I work in the fitness industry, so there is like a double-edged pressure coming, you know, as a woman in the fitness industry, what are you supposed to look like, right, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And then as someone who's working in fitness, having clients that come in or students that come in to take a group fitness class, we've changed how we speak to people. It's not just about, hey, we're here to burn calories and get thin today. It's let's all get fit together. Let's get stronger together. Let's get healthier together. And just getting people falling in love with moving their bodies and just being healthy and not really worrying about what they look like. It's how they're feeling while they're working out and just, again, trying to be as healthy as possible.
Evelyn, thanks for calling in. Let's check in with Kelly, who's calling us from Manhattan. Hey, Kelly, thanks for calling All of It.
Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I also resonated with what the caller said before. I grew up in the 70s and 80s in New York, and just thinness was everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I started dieting, you know, in my early teens and was super skinny. But my entire attention, entire life went into that for about a decade. And now I have a 16-year-old daughter who really is so healthy. She's, you know, if she doesn't work out, she's like, yeah, but I prefer to watch Netflix or, you know, I'll have a bag of chips because I want to. And it's so profoundly painful and also beautiful to see, wow, how are you like that? That's so crazy great. And it's wonderful for them. She really doesn't, her generation sees flesh as sexy even. And we saw it as something to control all the time.
Kelly, thank you so much for calling. Yeah, Sarah, one of the things I literally said to a friend about a week ago, I was like, where was Ashley Graham when I was a teenager? Where were these, you know, women who just lived their lives and did their things? You know, I think about what a difference that would have made for a 13, 14, 15-year-old girl. I mean, do you think that would have made a big difference in your life?
It's really, really, really hard for me to imagine, to be honest. I mean, I'd like to say yes. It's really hard for me to imagine. To be honest, it's really hard for me to imagine anything other than wanting to be the weight that I want to be. Like, I can't lie. Like, I don't know. I was, like, pretty much the weight I wanted to be more or less until I got, you know, to, like, middle age, and then I gained weight, and I just felt uncomfortable, and I just want to get rid of it. Like, so I can't say that, like, I can't, you know, I don't think it's, like, I can't say that that's good or anything, but, yeah, when you ask, like, if, what would have happened, I don't know. I don't know what would have, it's just incredibly impossible for me to imagine what it would have been like, because it's also just not just the images I think about. It's like the entire way that I grew up and just the competitiveness. And I do think in some ways now, I wonder if I don't know. I feel like that culture has changed a lot, not just around weight, but around lots of things. So I feel like maybe those things work together, and it's not just about weight, but it's kind of maybe about people not thinking that it's necessarily as meaningful to do everything that the culture wants you to do, because, like, why would you? Like, what are you going to get for it? Whereas, like, we were really promised, like, oh, you know, if you do everything right, you're going to get all these things. And I think people know that that's not true anymore. Mm-hmm. I think kids know that that's a lie at this point in this country. So they're probably like less worried about pleasing probably less worried about doing everything perfect anyway. I mean, so weight might be one of those things, and I don't blame them. I think it's like a reasonable reaction to, like, a shrinking economy and like a sort of like dying empire.
Right.
So
it's definitely worth a read. The name of the piece is The Diet Industrial Complex Got Me and It Will Never Let Me Go. Sarah Miller, thank you so much for being with us and for writing this piece.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate your interest.